So explain the drama over grocery stores in Tennessee selling wine.
You know, it's really not unusual for states to have these funky liquor laws, but Tennessee is in the minority on this wine issue. 36 states allow food stores to sell wine. This year, you've had grocery store managers from Kroger and Publix swarming the state capitol, talking about convenience of buying wine along with milk and eggs, as if that's a civil right or something. Liquor store owners rail on the evil out-of-state corporations who run supermarket chains and how small business jobs are on the line. Lee Nettles owns a wine and spirit shop in Smyrna.
It's not about the inconvenience, I'm sorry. It's about the almighty dollar. That's why Publix wants it. That's why we want it. Let's just be honest about the situation.
All right, so some straight talk there from liquor store owners. Their argument against expanding wine sales is that the legislature would be changing the rules in the middle of the game. But, you know, Blake, I guess that could be said about, you know, any changes to state law or tax policy. So why is this different?
You know, liquor stores are some of the most regulated retail establishments. When somebody gets into this business, especially in Tennessee, they accept the rules and hope the lack of competition will make up for all these hoops they've got to jump through. For example, you've been to a liquor store to buy a bottle of wine and thought, now why can't I buy a corkscrew here? That's because state law bans selling anything but wine and liquor. This was initially meant to make it easier to prevent sales to minors, since they would have no business being in the store. But, you know, they can't sell beer either. They can't be open 24 hours. Just some examples of the seemingly wacky rules liquor stores live with, basically so they can be the one place where someone can get a bottle of wine.
Now, this year's proposal seemed to get a little more traction. Instead of a blanket state law allowing wine in grocery stores, it required local referendums instead. So why did this proposal get more support than others have in the past?
You know, in the legislature, you've got folks who don't want to be seen as voting in favor of alcohol laws. They have moral or religious objections. So letting local voters decide gives lawmakers a way to vote yes without being seen as complicit in expanding wine sales.
The wine and supermarkets legislation got out of a House committee only because Speaker Beth Harwell was there to break the tie. So how did this fall apart in the full committee?
Well, it really comes down to one person, Representative Matthew Hill from Upper East Tennessee. He's the committee chairman. He voted to advance the wine and supermarket proposal when it was in that subcommittee. Now, some on this full committee, where he's the chairman, wanted to alter the bill, perhaps help unhappy liquor stores by letting them sell those corkscrews, or maybe lifting the ban on owning multiple stores. But there was this move to cut off debate before the legislation could be amended. That made Hill mad, so he switched his vote to everyone's surprise.
So is that it? Is the bill dead for this year?
Well, you know, wine and supermarkets is still alive in the Senate. In the House, supporters think of it more as a sleeping beauty. Could she be revived? Yes, but Prince Charming would almost have to be Representative Hill. Because of House rules, he could bring it back up. He's certainly feeling pressure to, if not from all the angry emails, then from the House Speaker, Beth Harwell, who favors wine and supermarkets. When I asked Hill about a redo, he suggested a lot would have to fall into place.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director, and he talks with us Mondays about what's happening at the state capitol.